Welcome to the Zimcast, a program dedicated to bringing you what's new in agricultural marketing. The Zimcast is the official podcast of AgWired and hosted by Chuck and Cindy Zimmerman.
Hello and welcome to the Zimcast, sponsored by our friends at Growmark, locally owned, globally strong. I'm Cindy Zimmerman. Chuck and I spent last week in Washington, D.C. for National Agriculture Day and the American Coalition for Ethanol Biofuels Beltway March. Those were the two main events, but there was lots more going on there, from farm movie premieres to the installation of a statue of Norman Borlaug in the Capitol. It was really an exciting week to be in D.C. The very first event of last week was with AgriPulse, including a live interview with USDA Deputy Secretary Chris DeHarden and a reception, and over 400 people in the agricultural and legislative arenas attended. After it was all over, I had a chance to sit down and chat with our very good friends, Sarah Wyant and Alan Johnson, who are celebrating 10 years of AgriPulse this year. Sarah is the president of AgriPulse, and Al is not only her devoted husband, but also chief cheerleader and sales consultant for the company.
First of all, I would like both of you to give me your backgrounds. Tell us what your backgrounds are before you started AgriPulse.
Well, I'm from a farm in eastern Iowa, and my family still farms there. Graduated from Iowa State, had an internship with Wallace's Farmer, and was fortunate to work with Farm Progress Companies for a number of different years of my career, first as a regional editor and then later as vice president for editorial. But I've always been an entrepreneur at heart. Started AgriPulse as a print publication back in the 1980s and then relaunched the company as an e-newsletter and all internet-based 10 years ago. So my background is really about having a passion for empowering farmers and ranchers with good information.
And Al, tell us about you.
North Dakota, farm boy, western North Dakota, still own our family farm. And went to college at North Dakota State University, home of the bison, which you've heard a lot about here of late. Ended up in the publishing business. Spent a number of years with a publication in the Dakotas called the Dakota Farmer, which then led me to a couple of other interim positions in publishing, and then ended up being, fortunately, the president of Farm Progress Companies for a number of years. Just had a terrific career there. Retired from that. Did something I never thought I would do. I was asked to join the Bush administration in at the Rural Development Mission area of the Department of Agriculture. Worked under Tom Doerr for 6 years and just had a terrific experience here in Washington, D.C., and really fell in love with policy and really how Washington, D.C. works. So that's how I got here. And now, after retiring from that, joined Sarah in the business to help build AgriPulse.
When did you fall in love with the beautiful Miss Sarah?
Somewhere in the middle of there, after retiring from Farm Progress and realizing I didn't have to live in Chicago any longer, and we looked for a place to relocate. And Sarah had a long history with Lake of the Ozarks, and really have come to like that area a lot. So we moved the business there in, I think, 2009.
Not that long ago.
No. Now we have built an office. Mm-hmm. So we're kind of living what we'd preached for a number of years of taking small business to rural America. There's just great opportunity there. There's great workers. And if you got good broadband, which we're fortunate to have in our small community of 3,000 in Camdenton, Missouri, you can function very well. So running a business that covers Washington, D.C., but doing it from rural America.
Yep, and we're like that too in Pensacola, Florida. But
yeah,
now, Sarah, let's go back 10 years. 10 years ago, when you decided to relaunch AgriPulse, what were you thinking at the time? Where did you think you'd be 10 years down the road?
You know, I think as a lot of entrepreneurs, you have big dreams of things that you could do, but you also understand that you have the day-to-day of I've got to hit deadlines, I've got to meet cash flow, and I've got to deliver. And so oftentimes you have these short-term goals about let's just get the publication out the door. But longer term, I really wanted to be able to grow and to continue to serve and broaden our coverage in Washington. So it's a delight for me to say that not only, you know, are we still with my involvement in the business in writing, but that we've been able to involve 5 full-time people out here in Washington who are enabling us to cover a lot more topics and a lot more issue areas, enable us to bring on people like Cindy Zimmerman, who can do wonderful audio for us every day. And so it's really been a dream fulfilled in that we have broadened our coverage, broadened our frequency, and we're going to continue to do so.
Well, because when you first started it, it was really just a newsletter. I mean, basically you started as an e-newsletter, and today it's like 10 times that, maybe 100 times that.
Well, you know, and when we first started, we didn't even have a website other than just to, you know, take orders. And it was created by one of my girlfriend's high school sons who was in web design, honestly, you know, and he set it up, and then we advanced, and then it's kind of those chicken and egg sorts of things where you have to have good people be able to produce good content, but if you can't do that, then you really can't fulfill a website, because it is a 24/7 business anymore. It's not like when we started, you could do things weekly and everybody was pretty happy with that.
Yep, it's a day-to-day thing. Well, and you also have your son involved with the business too, and that how did you expect that 10 years ago?
That definitely was a surprise. But Jason has always had a great talent in his understanding of people's emotions, and he's a good listener. And so when we brought him in to do sales and marketing, it was just a perfect fit. We wouldn't have guessed that early on, but as he's developed, it's really been fun. Of course, he gets to work under the master here, Al Johnson.
Well, the event today that has been the kickoff for Ag Day, this is what, the fourth year that you've done this, and today bigger and better than ever, Al?
Yeah, a little scary there for a while. We were thought we were going to have to push the walls out a little bit. We had a great crowd, but just twofold. One is our success in Washington D.C. in the Beltway, where we were fortunate, lucky. You know, not wrong being luck, but obviously Sarah and her team have worked extremely hard. But we moved into this market of covering agricultural policy at a time there was a lot of pressures on other traditional publishers, newspaper publishers, and those that had been kind of filling that void in the past. So they were shutting down their bureaus, moving out of ag at a time that we moved in. And it's created us this great opportunity. And today, where Sarah mentioned, we have 5 staff here in D.C. I don't recall in all of my years in agricultural publishing that any of the full-time either conventional newspapers or agricultural publishers had 5 staff covering agricultural issues in this town. So we've had industry support to help us do that. Obviously, you can't do that on a shoestring. Between growing our subscription base, our larger site licenses and content agreements, but then the support that we've had for sponsorships on our website have allowed us to make that investment in the editorial product here in town.
It was really nice to see Senator Stabenow stop by just to say congratulations to you today for a decade of being in business.
You know, she has been a real champion, not only for agriculture, but for those of us in the media. She's been very good with access, and I think that she also appreciates women-owned businesses who have been able to grow. So it really did my heart a world of good to have her come and to make those comments. She's been here consistently with us, and I don't think you can ask for a better champion for someone from the Senate Ag Committee than Chairman Debbie Stabenow.
And Krista Harden also made that comment and also congratulated you and pointed out the fact that you were really a role model for other women.
Well,
that was
I'm
really nice, wasn't it?
Yes. I mean, flattery was just tremendous, and I'm very humbled by it, Cindy. You know, you and I both started at a time when there weren't a lot of women in this business. And so you see, not just because you're a female, but because you work hard and because people take notice that you're honest, you're trustworthy, you're willing to give them balanced coverage, you know, Now, Senator Stabenow might not always agree with everything that we wrote, but she was always there to talk to. And I have to say that those of those lawmakers in the ag community are pretty much that way. You know, there's a few exceptions, but there are so many on the House and Senate Ag Committee that they want to help people back on the farm too, and they're great to work with.
Well, what about working with your husband?
You know, I can't say enough about how Al has really helped us grow to this next depth and breadth of business. When he first came back from USDA, he wanted to actually retire. Can you imagine that? I mean, he'd only retired twice before, and this time I thought he meant it. But I was successful in convincing him that if we were going to go into web sales and marketing, that he was really the person to do it. And he has. I mean, he's just got great relationships with people, and he's a great sounding board for me. And I couldn't have done it without him.
I love working with my husband. So, I mean, I know that we're lucky. We're among the few who can work with their spouses and enjoy it.
Yeah. It's a special knack. And to have another family member in the business also. But it's just like a lot of farmers and ranchers do the same. You've just got to communicate, and you've got to have a lot of honesty about what your expectations are. And I think you can make it work.
And like AgriPulse, ZimCom is also marking our 10-year anniversary this year. And we'll be celebrating that next week at the National Agri-Marketing Association Conference in our home state. That's in Jacksonville, just about 5 hours east of ZimCom's Pensacola headquarters. And we are certain we'll be seeing a lot of you there. So be sure to stop by our booth there and pick up some of our 10-year anniversary goodies that we'll be giving away. That's ZimCast for this week, once again sponsored by our friends at Growmark, locally owned, globally strong. Thanks for listening.
You've been listening to the ZimCast, the official podcast of AgWired. Check us out at www.agwired.com to find out what's new in agricultural marketing.